You're listening to an African Elements top news story for April 21st, 2026. Please visit our website at africanelements.org for more daily news. Long-awaited Liberian war crimes trial brings hope. In March 2026, a Belgian appellate court delivered a historic ruling for international justice. The Ghent Court of Appeal ordered Martina Johnson to stand trial. She faces severe charges of war crimes and crimes against humanity. Johnson served as a frontline artillery commander during the Liberian Civil War. This monumental development arrives 34 years after the original atrocities occurred. Human rights groups across West Africa celebrate this definitive decision. It represents a critical victory against the culture of impunity. Survivors have waited decades to see their abusers face public accountability. The roots of these charges trace back to the First Liberian Civil War. This conflict stands as one of the bloodiest in modern African history. Charles Taylor led a small group of rebels on Christmas Eve in 1989. The National Patriotic Front of Liberia sought to overthrow the national government. The rebel forces quickly gained control over much of the country. They utilized incredibly brutal tactics against civilian populations. The faction also pioneered the widespread use of child soldiers in combat. These youthful combatants became known as the Small Boys Units during the war. Martina Johnson emerged as a highly trusted commander within this violent organization. She operated as an artillery specialist for the rebel forces. Johnson stood out as one of the few high-ranking women in the movement. She directed a heavy weapons unit that inflicted massive casualties. The war ultimately devastated the entire West African nation. Estimates suggest that up to 250,000 people perished during the violence. Over half of the national population faced displacement or fled as refugees. The actions of the rebel forces left permanent scars on the country. The Belgian legal case focuses heavily on a specific military offensive. In October 1992, Charles Taylor launched an assault code named Operation Octopus. The objective was to seize the capital city of Monrovia. A regional peacekeeping force known as ECOMOG held the city at the time. During this four-month siege, Johnson directed her artillery units with devastating effect. Her forces indiscriminately shelled densely populated residential neighborhoods. Thousands of innocent civilians perished during this relentless bombardment. The violence reached a horrifying peak at the dry rice market checkpoint. This area functioned as a critical humanitarian hub for starving civilians. Witness testimonies place Johnson directly at the scene of massive atrocities. Survivors allege she oversaw systematic killings and the mutilation of residents. The military operation also gained international infamy for targeting foreign aid workers. Rebel forces murdered five American Catholic nuns during the offensive. The deaths of these women brought intense global scrutiny to the conflict. Many observers wonder how Belgium possesses the authority to hold this trial. The answer lies in a powerful legal concept known as universal jurisdiction. Belgium codified this principle into national law in 1993. The law allows national courts to prosecute the most serious international offenses. These include genocide, war crimes, and crimes against humanity. The physical location of the crime does not matter under this law. The original nationality of the perpetrators or victims also holds no relevance. The legislation faced significant controversy and pushback in the early 2000s. Activists used the law to file complaints against high-ranking foreign officials. These actions caused intense diplomatic crises for the Belgian government. Consequently, lawmakers amended the statute in 2003 to include strict filters. The revised law generally requires the suspect to maintain a link to Belgium. Martina Johnson moved to Belgium in 2003 as a permanent resident. Her residency status satisfies the legal requirement for prosecution. The journey to the upcoming trial required 34 years of immense patience. Following the conflict, Liberia created a Truth and Reconciliation Commission in 2005. The restorative justice body investigated the deep root causes of the war. In 2009, the commission recommended establishing an extraordinary criminal court. The report explicitly named Johnson as a notorious perpetrator requiring prosecution. However, successive national administrations ignored these vital recommendations for nearly two decades. The lack of domestic action stemmed from powerful political compromises. The 2003 peace agreement integrated former rebel commanders into the political system. Many warlords secured influential seats in the national legislature. They utilized their newfound political power to block any accountability measures. Successive presidents prioritized fragile stability over the pursuit of criminal justice. Much like the complex reasons why the Reconstruction failed in the United States, political compromises left marginalized victims without true justice. Advocates eventually realized they had to look abroad for legal recourse. The legal process initiated in 2012 faced massive procedural hurdles. A Swiss organization called Civitas Maxima filed the initial criminal complaint. They partnered closely with the Global Justice and Research Project based in Monrovia. Belgian police arrested Johnson in September 2014 at her residence in Ghent. However, the subsequent investigation endured over a decade of frustrating delays. The Liberian government completely ignored three formal requests for judicial assistance. Investigators struggled to gather evidence without domestic political cooperation. External crises further hampered the efforts of the Belgian judiciary. The horrific 2014 Ebola outbreak prevented investigators from traveling to West Africa safely. Later, the global health crisis of 2020 caused additional massive delays. Furthermore, the Belgian War Crimes Unit suffered from severe understaffing issues. Authorities reassigned crucial investigators to domestic terrorism cases following the 2016 Brussels attacks. Despite these challenges, the investigators persevered and compiled compelling evidence. The final referral to the Assize Court stands as a testament to victim resilience. This landmark trial carries immense significance for the entire region. Citizens view the proceedings as a massive breakthrough for human rights. Peterson Sonia directs the Liberia Massacre Survivors Association. He stated the ruling brings hope that victims have awaited for decades. The trial serves as a stern reminder to former combatants. People committing horrific offenses will eventually face the consequences of their actions. The international momentum strongly influences domestic politics as well. Current data reveals that 70% of Liberian citizens support legal accountability. The public understands that domestic peace remains hollow without addressing past grievances. In response to mounting pressure, President Joseph Boakai took decisive action in 2024. He signed an executive order to establish a domestic tribunal. The local court will prosecute both physical atrocities and massive financial thefts. The Belgian trial offers vital legal precedents for this upcoming domestic institution. Martina Johnson makes distinct historical waves with this upcoming trial. She will become the first Liberian woman tried for international crimes. Society often views women strictly as victims or forced laborers in warfare. This trial violently shatters that traditional gender perception completely. The rebel forces did occasionally elevate women to prominent leadership roles. They attempted to project a deceptive image of revolutionary equality to outsiders. Johnson held legitimate command authority as an advanced artillery specialist. She designed and executed military strategies that devastated entire communities. Her prominent nickname was the Artillery Queen among rebel fighters. The Truth and Reconciliation Report placed her alongside the most brutal male warlords. She commanded intense fear from both her enemies and her own troops. The charges emphasize that gender provides no absolute shield against legal accountability. Physical violence represents only one terrible aspect of the broader tragedy. Armed factions also engaged in the systematic looting of state assets. Rebel commanders illegally exploited valuable natural resources like timber, diamonds, and rubber. They established massive shadow economies to fund their destructive war machines. This widespread theft deprived the nation of essential development funds. The systematic plunder echoes vicious patterns of historical exploitation seen globally. Factions traded illegal concessions to foreign companies in exchange for lethal weapons. The Commission defined these devastating actions as severe economic crimes. Both state and non-state actors used violence to secure private financial gain. They engaged in money laundering, mass smuggling, and the plundering of public resources. Advocates argue that pursuing economic justice remains incredibly important for the country. The massive theft left the nation without critical infrastructure after the conflict ended. The newly proposed domestic tribunal will specifically target these financial offenses. Citizens demand the return of wealth stolen during the bloody conflict. The deep historical connection between Liberia and America shapes international interest. The American Colonization Society originally founded the African nation in 1822. They intended to settle freeborn black people on the continent. The capital city takes its name directly from United States President James Monroe. The national flag and constitution mirror American structures quite closely. This complex founding created a sharp social divide between arriving settlers and indigenous populations. Similar to the harsh realities of involuntary servitude after the Civil War, Deeply rooted inequalities fueled decades of eventual unrest. During the Cold War, the nation hosted massive American intelligence facilities. The stability of the country remained a massive strategic priority for Washington. Consequently, the United States provided substantial funding for the regional peacekeeping missions. The murder of the American nuns shocked the international community deeply. Observers viewed the brutal killings as a direct violation of a special relationship. American advocates continued to monitor these international trials with intense scrutiny. The quest for justice remains tied to these long-standing historical bonds. Copyright African Elements.